So we're looking at the armor of God. We're finding out that if we don't have the armor on, and here we have a Roman soldier with seven pieces of the armor. How many pieces? Seven pieces of the armor. Now, numerology, I had to take a course in college, a whole semester, on Bible numerology. And I learned that the number seven stands for perfection. You say, big hairy deal. It is a big hairy deal because God gave you seven pieces called the armor of God. That means he equipped you perfectly for the perfect storm you're going through today. God has equipped you perfectly. In other words, you have everything you need to be in it to win it. You have everything you need to be in it to win it. He's given you seven pieces. And did you know this? The Old Testament believer didn't have the armor of God. Did you know in the Old Testament, you can't find one time where in the Old Testament that they resisted the devil? They couldn't do that in the Old Testament. You couldn't do that until the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We had no authority without his ascension. We had no authority without his ascension. So in the Old Testament, they didn't have the armor of God. Man, you're special. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the authority of the believer. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the name of Jesus to resist the devil with. But we're New Testament believers. We have a better covenant, right? And so as New Testament believers, we've been equipped. Everyone say equipped. You've been equipped for every battle you're in, so I don't need to feel sorry for myself. I don't need to feel sorry for myself for the storm that I'm in. I don't need to quit and give up. I don't need to run from the battle. I don't need to live overwhelmed, stressed out, freaked out. Because I've been equipped. You've been equipped with every piece of the armor that's perfect. You've been perfectly equipped for the season you're going through today. But if you don't know about the armor of God and you aren't armed and clothed with the armor of God, we'll lose the battle. If I go into the battle of life, the spiritual warfare, and I'm not armed with the armor of God, I'll lose the battle I'm in. I have to have on the armor of God to be in it to win it. Without the armor, I lose the battle. But with the armor, I can win the battle. Amen, somebody? Well, I'm excited. Are you ready? So let's get right into it. Now, I'm going to share with you today what most Christians don't have a clue. I've been doing this all my life. This is what I do. And most Christians don't have a clue of what the armor of God is. Now, we know that Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote the book of Ephesians. It was to the church at Ephesus. But when he wrote it, he was in prison. Think about his circumstances. He was in prison. And he was chained to a Roman guard. And every 4 hours, there was a new shift. Every 4 hours, there was a new changing of the guard, but not for Paul. He was chained 7:24. And while he was chained, he reframed his situation and circumstance. And he got a revelation, and he looked at this soldier, and he said, you know what? We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And then he saw the seven pieces of the armor, and he thought, you know what? God has given us equipment. God has equipped us with spiritual truths that will arm us for any battle we're in, and in it to win it. Amen. That we don't have to live as a victim, but we can live as a victor. And notice, then I need to know, what is the armor of God? I like to make things that are hard, simple. Look at the definition that we have on the screen. Most Christians don't know this. The armor of God is the knowledge of and proper application. Most Christians don't know how to work the word. And they get frustrated because their prayers aren't answered. or God doesn't do what they petition and they think it doesn't work, they backslide and leave God. And the opportunity is this: most Christians don't know how to work the word. They don't know the laws of God. That's why you want to go to a teaching church. Amen. So notice the armor of God is the knowledge of and proper application of God's word. Are you listening to me? It's the knowledge of God. The armor of God is the Bible. The armor of God is the whole Bible from Genesis to maps, the whole Bible. The armor of God is the word of God. The armor of God is scriptures. The armor of God is the knowledge of and proper application of God's word. Isn't that powerful? So now I know. You see, but Pastor, what about all of these? These are symbols of topics and subjects and revelation in the Bible that you have to have knowledge of and how to work them. So the armor of God is the Bible. The armor of God is the knowledge of hearing and then doing with proper application of God's word. Boy, that's worth coming to church on the rock for right there. Doesn't that just settle it right there? No longer is it a mystery. No longer is it you just think, well, you know, it's an imaginary image of I'm putting the helmet on, I'm putting the breastplate on. No, no, it's more than that. It's the Bible. So if I'm not in my one-year Bible, I'm not putting the armor on. If I'm not reading my Bible and then applying my Bible, I'm living without the armor. I'm an open target. I'm a hit list on the devil's hit list, and I have no armor. You know, it's so important that we understand what the armor of God is, why we need it, and how to make it work, right? So the armor of God, I'm pounding it in because that's how you get wisdom, is through repetition. It's the Bible. So if I'm not in my Bible, I'm not putting on the armor, okay? So the armor of God is the knowledge of and the proper application of God's word. It's being a hearer and a doer, okay? Praise God. So look at Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 on the screen. I really encourage, even though I do your homework for you, follow along in your Bible. You need to have a paper Bible that you can leave your kids when you die. You need to have a paper Bible that you can leave your grandkids when you die. Leave them something worth leaving for. Amen. See how quiet it's getting right now? Praise the Lord. My people, who's he talking to? My people. Who's he talking to? Christians. My people are destroyed. Christians can be destroyed and on their way to heaven. They can live defeated, broken, busted, disgusted, tormented, in trauma, in crisis, all their days on the planet, and yet be born again and go to heaven. That is not God's will. My people are destroyed. My people, he's talking to the children of God, you and me. My people are destroyed. Everyone say destroyed. My people are destroyed. Why? For a lack of knowledge. Not in the Bible. Not reading their Bible. Not finding out about these seven pieces, seven topics, seven subjects, seven revelations of God's word. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Don't have time for the Bible. I will reject you. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? So it's a lack of knowledge as a believer. You see, I can be a believer and not in my Bible, and that's called a carnal Christian. I'm moved by my emotions. I'm in and out, up and down, inconsistent. On my way to heaven, but destroyed. Marriage destroyed, parenting, kids, grandkids, health, job, career, ministry, but yet born again. He said, my people are destroyed, and that's not God's will. Why? A lack of knowledge. And what is the armor? It is a knowledge and proper application. When you leave here today, you got to apply what I'm teaching you. A proper application of God's word, that's putting on the armor of God. So he said they're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Let's look at the next scripture, Isaiah 5:13. Isaiah 5:13. Y'all with me, family? Therefore, my people, who's he talking to? His people. Who's he talking to? Christians, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Therefore, my people have gone now beyond destruction to captivity. Look at this. My people have gone into captivity. Why? Because they have no knowledge. We're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Everyone say destroyed. And then we're led into captivity. Everyone say captivity. So notice destruction and captivity in the life of a Christian. Being a victim is a result of not putting the armor on. It's a result of not putting the armor on. Pastor, how do I do it? Do I have to have a degree? No, you just need to make the decision that every day I'm going to read the book and let it read me. I'm going to get in the Bible. I'm going to study it. I'm going to learn it. And you don't have, never have learned it until you apply it. Oh, that's huge. You school teachers, you educators know that. The student has never learned the subject until they can apply what they've learned. Therefore, my people have gone in captivity. So notice, a lack of knowledge will bring destruction into the life of a Christian. And then beyond that, it'll bring you into captivity. What is captivity? Habits you can't overcome. Strongholds you can't pull down. Thought patterns that rule and wreck your life. You with me, family? James chapter 1. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So if I come to church on the rock and I sit here and tolerate pastor, never take a note, never open my Bible, I'm going to get diddly squat. Even though I love the Lord, I'm born again, but I'm going to live a life of destruction, get beat up, torn up, tormented, trauma, crisis, and wonder where God is. Then I move from that to captivity. Then look at this. And then if I still am not in the knowledge of the Word of God and properly applying it, I'm not putting the armor on. Look at this third step. I'm deceived. But ye be doers of the word and not hearers only. So I'm not blessed in hearing what pastor says. I'm blessed in hearing it and applying it before I get to the parking lot. Come on, somebody. I'm here to help you. So notice deceiving your own self. So say with me, destroy, captivity, and deception. Whoa, how many, don't point. There's nobody like that here. But how many Christians who love the Lord, but their life, all you hear is about their trouble. All you hear is about the trauma. All you hear is up and down their emotions, depression, oppression. All you hear about is destruction and captivity, what they can't conquer, what they can't get over. And then the third step is deception. What's that, Pastor? They can't discern the truth from a lie. They can't discern the truth from a lie. They don't know if this is true or not. They're living in deception and they're believing a lie. And what is the fiery darts of the devil? Lies. Lies. I have to know what to resist and I have to know what to receive. I have to have discernment. I have to be able to discern. That is a lie from the devil, from the pit of hell. I rebuke it. I resist it in the name of Jesus. And this is in line with the word of God. I receive it. I embrace it. And I'll walk in it. Next verse, verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and you're not a doer, you're like a person that looks into the mirror on Sunday morning and you all look so nice and smell so good. And then time, verse 24, you get in the car, the truck, or the van and you forget what kind of person you are. Whoa. Verse 25, But whoever, this is you and me, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Bible. And what is the armor? The knowledge of God's word with proper application of it is the armor of God. So notice he said, those who, you and I in our 1 year Bible, we're looking into the perfect law of liberty, that would be the Bible, and we continue therein, we have a habit of being in the word. You're not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man or woman will not be destroyed. They'll not be held captive by a habit of pornography, drugs, alcohol, illicit sex. They'll not be in captivity, nor will they be in deception. They will not believe a lie. They will not believe those negative, tormenting thoughts the devil is throwing at them. They'll reject them. They have discernment, and they'll receive the truth of God's word, and the truth will set you free. Oh, come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's give the Lord a praise. So now let's go to the armor, y'all. Now, how many pieces are there? See, I told you were smarter than any of the other services. Finally, my brethren and sistren, he's talking to Christians. You see, you're a pastor who loves you. I don't want you destroyed. I don't want you held bound in captivity by tormenting. I don't want you to live your life on lies. I want you to be free and free indeed. I want you to have discernment. I want you to understand that what I'm doing here is trying to help you get through what you're going through. Help you to overcome every battle in life. Pastor, every battle, 7 pieces. 7 is the number for perfection. He's perfectly equipped you to go through whatever you're going through today. And whatever voice is telling you that you're a loser, you're defeated, you'll never make it, it'll never change, discern that. Those are lies from the pit of hell. Reject them, resist them, cast them out in the name of Jesus. Remember, the Old Testament believer didn't have the authority of the believer. They didn't have the armor. Why, Pastor? Jesus hadn't come yet. He hadn't died, defeated death, hell, and the grave, rose on the 3rd day, ascended. Our authority came through his ascension. You and I are now a better covenant with better promises. So finally, my brethren and sistren at Church on the Rock, be strong in the Lord. Work on your spiritual growth. Work on your spiritual growth. It has to be priority. Before Kim is God, we've been married 53 years, but that's how we've stayed together. Before me, it's God for her. Before her, it's God in me. Be strong in the Lord. Work on your spiritual growth. It has to be priority. It has to be the most important day of the week is Saturday and Sunday, the first day of the week when you gather in the Lord's house with fellow believers and you learn, you grow, and you leave and you apply. Being strong in the Lord. You got to go to the gym. You got to go to the lab. You got to do the workout. You got to have the habits. It's got to be priority for your marriage to make it through the storm. I know what I'm talking about. 53 years. You got to be strong to go through the storm of raising your children. We know what we're talking about. We've done it. They're serving the Lord. You got to be strong in the Lord for the battles of life. And you can never be strong if you don't put on the armor of God. So the first key is your relationship with the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Pastor, I feel weak today. Let me help you out. Let me help you out of weakness. Let the weak say, I am strong. Whoa. And he says, be strong in the Lord. Now watch this. And in the power of his might. Wow, what is his might? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it's not by might, natural, or by power, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. That's Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. So you and I then need to be Spirit-filled every day. That's part of the armor process of preparation. Did you know the number of 7, how many pieces are on the armor? Did you know the number 7 is the number for the Holy Spirit? Did you know that? The number 7 is the number for the Holy Spirit. Where'd you get that, preacher? Isaiah chapter 11 in the Old Testament. It gives the seven in the book of Revelation. It talks about the seven spirits of God. There's only one spirit with seven different functions. How about John chapter 16, where he says, I'll send you another comforter, and it lists seven names. Seven in the Bible is the number for the Holy Spirit. So you and I have been perfectly equipped to overcome depression, fear, oppression, trauma, crisis, trials, and the tests that life would throw at us. And all of us go through it. But God hasn't left us without equipment. I love it. So, and the power of his might. So we need to work on our spiritual growth every day if you're going to finish strong. And you and I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day if we're going to run our race. And then verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. Put on. So who's going to do it? We have to do it. God. Well, if God's God, why don't God do something? He's done everything he's going to do. He says, now you have to put this on every day. Now watch this now. Don't miss it. How much of the armor do you put on? The whole armor of God. Is that important? Well, how about our officers here that we have? We have three officers here at church that go through the building now to keep you and I safe. What would happen in their armor? They're wearing their clothes, their uniform, and then they have their belt on with their ammunition, and they have their gun, and they have their badge, and some of them wear a vest, you know, to protect them. You know, what would happen if they came here today without their gun and ammunition? They're not fully armed. They don't have on their whole armor. Wow, somebody could knock them out without their whole armor. Someone stronger than them, someone who knew karate and jujitsu, could take them down, beat their brains out without their whole armor of God. You know, we have a friend of our ministry. He's in heaven now, Mac Gober. Anybody remember Brother Mac, Canaan Land? And we supported them for years and years and years. He's now in heaven. And Mac Gober was a Navy SEAL in Vietnam. He came out of Vietnam as a Navy SEAL, went to San Diego, and became a Hell's Angel. He got born again with a track. Don't tell me tracks don't change people's lives, and we have them for you on your way out at our doors. A Navy SEAL from Vietnam, and those guys were bad to the bone, you ask any Navy SEAL. And then became a Hell's Angel in San Diego chapter. And then he found a track one day and gave his life to Jesus Christ. And he started a ministry called Canaan Land. We supported it for decades. He's now in heaven. He's passed on. But I remember Mac used to always say to me, of a Navy SEAL, they had one of their ministries of Canaan Land was in the Cayman Islands. And Mac was always after me, Pastor, come to the Cayman Islands. Come speak at Canaan Land over there, and I'll get you certified as a scuba diver. I can do that. I can certify you as a scuba diver, and we'll pay the way. Just come to the Cayman Islands, and I'll certify you as a scuba diver. And you know, I was thinking of that. I never got to do it before he passed on. But I was thinking, you know, scuba divers have to have complete armor, don't they? An air tank, goggles, proper mouthpiece. So think about it. To be effective in different realms of life, you've got to have on the whole armor. So in other words, these seven pieces, which represent seven revelations of God's word, you need to have a knowledge of. You need to be aware of. You need to know how properly apply them in your life. Can I have a witness? So put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand. And the next word, I can't read it, is against. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. Wiles means strategies. The devil has a strategy to take you out this week. He does. The devil has a plan. He hates you. He can't hurt God, so he hurts his children. You know, we've said it, touch me, but don't touch my kids. Right. Well, see, the devil can't hurt God, but he hurts God by hurting you. Okay? So he's got a wile. That means strategy. That means a plan. He's got a plan to take down your marriage, your kids, your health, your job, your career, your destiny. And he's 724. He's 729, 8 days a week, 400 days a year. Pastor, you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong. He works overtime. Okay? So you'll be able to stand against. Everyone say against. Verse 11 and 12, you're going to see the word against six times. The word against six times. Let's look at it. Let's count. So we have here against, that's one. Next verse, verse 12. For we wrestle not against, that's two. In other words, natural people are not our problem. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, that'd be number three, right? Against powers, number four. Against rulers, number five. Against spiritual wickedness, that's number six. In the Bible is the number for man. 666, Antichrist. Six is the number for man. Big hairy deal. It is. What's it saying? You, as a human being, as a child of God, have been given the authority to come against everything the devil would throw at you. God's waiting on you to use your authority so he can release his power in your situation. If it's going to be, it's up to me. I can't blame God. God's waiting on me. Number six is human beings. And we're talking to born-again human beings. You have to come against depression. You have to come against those habits that hold you captive. You have to come against your past, amen, your fears of the future. So you and I have been given authority and the armor of God to do that, amen. Wherefore, take unto thee, verse 13, I'm just about done. Are you learning anything today? I feel you getting stronger in this spiritual gym. Amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, having all to stand. Now, I'm going to fast forward because for sake of time, and I want to show you today as we conclude something that most Christians don't know how to do. Most Christians don't know what the armor is. They focus on the metaphors, the symbols. They focus on the mannequin, and all us preachers use this when we are on the armor of God. When you should be focusing, like I said, the seven revelations of God's word, right? The breastplate of righteousness, who you are in Christ. The feet shod with the gospel of peace, the peace that comes from God. The sword of the Spirit, which is your confessing the word of God. The shield of faith, which is your hearing. See, the armor is for your hearing, your speaking, and your heart. Your mouth, your mind, and your heart. But look at this. How do I put it on as the team comes? Pastor, you told us what it is. You told us why we need it. But how do we put it on every day? I want to know how to put it on. I'm glad you asked that question. So let me give you four ways. Number one, meditating on God's word. Don't be in a rush to get through your one-year Bible. The Holy Spirit will stop you and me, and he'll want us to pause and meditate on maybe one scripture or one word. Now listen very carefully, family. I love you dearly. I'm here to help you today. Only what you meditate on becomes a part of your life. If you read the scriptures fast, it's going to do you no good. Just getting our quota in. But you have to stop and meditate. Only what I meditate on, I engraft into my life. Think about it. When you meditate on your problems, worry comes. When you meditate on his promises, faith comes. So how do you put it on? You have to stop and be still and get quiet. And as you read, stop and think about what you just read. So through meditating on God's word, remember, the armor of God is the knowledge of and proper application of the Bible, scriptures, the word of God. If I'm not in it, I won't win it. If I'm not in it, I'm not putting the armor on. A day skipped without the word makes one weak, open, and susceptible to the devil's attacks. Meditating on God's word. Number two, how do you put it on? Personalization of God's word. Now, this is what I do. I've done it all my life. The word won't become powerful, Did you see what I did for you at the end of the song and the transition into the teaching? I emphasized the song we sang. I came up, I don't do anything without purpose. I came up and I said, do you love that song? Yeah. Oh, did you see what you just said? He's a great defender. Yeah. Then what did I say? Personalize it. Didn't I have you say, turn to one another and say, he is my? See, I was doing spiritual work right there. You didn't even know. The Bible doesn't become powerful until you make it yours, until you personalize and put your name in it. Promise you, cross my heart and hope to live. Personalize God's word. Number three, declaration of God's word. This is how you put the armor on. You declare the promises of God. You declare the promises of God concerning peace. You declare the promises of God concerning righteousness. Now, let me just remind you of this. Notice he said, put on the armor of God. Everyone say, put on. Notice he's talking to Christians. They're already righteous. They already have the peace of God. They're already righteous. He said, put it on. Well, Pastor, that's right. The helmet of salvation, those at Ephesus were already saved. Why would he say, put on, when they're already saved with the helmet of salvation, and they're already righteous with a breastplate of righteousness, and they already are renewing their mind in the truth with the belt? Why would he say, put it on? To remind themselves daily. To remind, you know, Pastor, I've heard that before. Oh, I hope so. Part of my job is to remind you of what you already are and have forgotten. So you declare these seven revelations to remind you of who you already are, what you already have, and what you already can do. Number four, application of God's word. Remember, they were destroyed, held captive, and deceived. Believed a lie over the truth because they were hearers and not doers of the word of God. I can say, oh, I know that. But are you applying those seven truths, revelations, every day in your life? That's the key. Do you have the armor on today? And number five, by praying the seven pieces, why? I just told you. I did it this morning at 4:30. I was praying for you. 4:30 a.m. That's being filled with the Holy Ghost, folks. I was praying for you at 4:30. And when I got done praying for you, I said, Father, I put on the helmet of salvation. I know who I am in Christ today. I'm saved. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from poverty and lack. I'm redeemed from sickness. I am an overcomer. I'm saved by grace. I'm declaring the helmet of salvation this morning. And I went through all seven pieces. Now, why would I do that? I'm already saved, but I'm reminding myself. I'm putting on the armor of who I am, what I can do, and what I can have in Christ. The armor of God. Now, I have a homework for you. Is that okay? You're going to get it whether you want it or not. And you're held responsible for what you hear. You know that, right? God holds us responsible for what we hear. Hallelujah. Okay, here's your homework. Pick one topic, one piece of the armor, and I want you just to spend 7 days meditating on that one piece. And looking it up in the Bible, that topic, righteousness, peace, salvation, hope, and renewing your mind in the scriptures and declaring scriptures over that one piece of armor. I double dog dare you to do it. And I believe that when you come back next week, you're going to be so spiritually strong, you're going to do a Jericho march in here. Amen? I'm done. Did you get anything? Come on, let's thank God for the word. Hallelujah.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock, and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for you. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.